This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Now, back in late January, the University of Michigan Central Student Government passed a resolution demanding the school freeze all fossil fuel investments and further commit to divestment in the 2020 calendar year. That resolution was then put before the Association of Big Ten Students Conference, and on a unanimous vote, it urged the U of M to stand up for climate justice and fully divest. This is Issues of the Environment on WEMU. The Climate Action Movement is a coalition of students, staff, faculty, alumni, and concerned members of the Ann Arbor community. It's been pushing for full divestment, and last week, the U of M did take a step. The Board of Regents announced it would freeze investments in fossil fuel companies and further explore investment policy. But that does not amount to full divestment. Our guest this morning is Noah Weaver-Dick, and Noah is a PhD student at the U of M's Line Weber Center for Theoretical Physics and a member of the Climate Action Movement. And thank you so much for the time, Noah.
Thanks for having me.
When Regent Mark Bernstein last week announced the U of M would freeze investment in fossil fuels, that chamber erupted in applause. What did it mean to you to hear those words?
This has been a long time coming, so we were very, very happy to hear that announcement. It's a first step in what we hope will become a sprint, because there's been a lot of organizing behind the scenes to really get to this point. And we're hoping that we can keep that momentum going, and that with the connections we've built, that we can actually move that forward to addressing the urgency of the climate crisis in more ways than just this first step, but actually full divestment and actually addressing things closer to home instead of just the financial instruments.
Well, before we dive into what the future holds at the U of M, I'd like to get a better handle on what brought you to this place and time on the issue of a changing climate. I mentioned you're a doctoral student in theoretical physics. When and why did you develop an interest in climate change and climate activism?
When I was in undergrad, I was sort of reading the IPCC report as an interest, as an aside. I had heard Bill McKibben when he first formed 350.org, and first sort of opened my eyes to the unfolding climate crisis, and I ended up diving into it. And the more I learned, the more concerned I became. I would love to spend my time mostly working on physics, to be honest, but just like many other young people, find the urgency of this is simply too great to ignore. We feel sort of compelled to address it.
The world isn't going to change unless you work to change it.
Exactly. And our future depends to a frightening degree on the decisions really of the next few years. You know, those who are making decisions now really don't have to bear the full cost and the brunt of the consequences of those decisions.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU as we discuss the push to have the U of M fully divest from fossil fuels and more with Noah Weaver-Dick of the Climate Action Movement. U of M has an endowment, Noah, worth over $12.4 billion. It has over $1 billion invested in fossil fuels. Now, there is a fiduciary responsibility to increase return on investment for the endowment. From the vantage point of the climate action movement, should that be a consideration in investment strategy when it comes to fossil fuels?
So there's actually quite a bit of work on this front. I mean, first off, it's hard for us to imagine that anyone in good conscience can actually fund an industry that has systematically eroded public trust in science and continues to cripple any political effort to actually address this crisis for the sake of personal profit. That aside, U of M is a premier public research institution, okay, and it operates in the public interest, and it should operate in accordance with the science that the researchers produce. So where we put our money is ultimately communicating our values as a public institution and an institution of higher education. While, yes, fiduciary responsibility we absolutely do have, it turns out that research has consistently shown there is no financial for socially responsible investments, let alone fossil fuel investments. In fact, the only studies that I'm aware of that I can find are single-author, non-peer-reviewed studies put out
from the
by
fossil
the
fuel
Independent
industry.
Petroleum Association of America. Right. And unfortunately, you can actually find cases where other universities have cited those studies as reasons to not divest, and it seems that they maybe didn't quite dig deeply enough to realize that they were falling prey to the very misinformation that is so egregious that this industry has committed. We don't actually have a financial penalty for divesting. In fact, you can make a pretty good argument for why you're probably going to be left with a financial penalty for staying invested, given that fossil fuel industry has 5 times more carbon in its reserves than we can actually safely burn. So that's a lot of stranded assets that they're going to be left holding if we can actually succeed in mitigating this crisis.
When it comes to emission reduction goals, the University of Michigan ranks 10th in the Big Ten, 10th out of 14 schools. Where does divestment rank when it comes to all manners of consideration on the U of M's impact on a warming climate?
So this is something that we would actually be interested in looking more into. The fact is that it's really difficult to find out exactly the carbon impact of U of M's investments. The transparency is not so great when it comes to U of M's investments. So we've had a really hard time actually digging deeply enough to be able to answer the types of questions of the relative impact of divestment versus other actions. But if one does a back-of-the-envelope calculation, the $1 billion, which is actually a fairly conservative estimate, we think it's probably more like $1.5 billion. $1.2 billion of that is just in private investments, mostly in U.S. oil and gas production, that are actively encouraging expansion of oil and gas production. There's only a small fraction, maybe $300 million, that are in these sort of mixed, commingled funds in public companies, which is often what people think of, that you're just buying and selling these stock and somebody else will buy it. That's not really the case here. There's a really large, tens of million dollar at a time investments in these private funds in order to enable them to operate and expand. So it's really a big deal to address these.
Our conversation with Noah Weaver-Dick of the Climate Action Movement at the University of Michigan continues on WEMU's Issues of the Environment. Let's talk about what you want to happen next. The Climate Action Movement has called for the school to pledge to fully divest during the 2020 calendar year. What feedback are you getting, if any, from the administration and Board of Regents at this point?
There isn't a whole lot of communication with the Regents. We have tried a number of times, and after several years of effort, we've managed to sit down with a number of them. Right now, we haven't heard anything officially from them in terms of next steps, except that they're going to look into the investment policies. We're really hoping that looking at these policies will be done with representatives from us and other community stakeholders that actually have a stake in where these investments go and the types of industries that they support, can actually be in the room to raise some of these issues.
So if the administration and the board ultimately listen, ultimately become more inclusive and agree to divest, and maybe this year, what would become the function of the climate action movement? Because climate change isn't going anywhere. How do you change what the focus is?
So divestment has actually been just one of the areas that we have focused on. There is a few other working groups actually within our movement that are focusing primarily on other things, holding the administration accountable in various university functions, trying to connect researchers at the university with the actual operations and administrators at the university. They're making decisions so they can actually implement science-based policy. The problem actually lies in social dynamics and actually in institutional inertia and these bureaucracies and conflicts of interest that prevent those solutions from actually being implemented. So we've known really what needs to happen when it comes to climate change for 30 years, right? The problem isn't that we don't have technological solutions. The problem is that they're not getting implemented. And that means addressing these conflicts, these moneyed interests that basically influence the society in which we live, that force us to live in a carbon-intensive lifestyle.
So we've taken a step, but there is obviously a lot of work to be done. So as you look at the rest of this year and on into the future, do you hold forth with optimism, trepidation, or a bit of both?
It's a bit of both. I have to say, I have been blown away by the level of passion, intelligence, and experience and skills of the people I've been working with. Students are passionate about this issue. Their future is on the line, right? And so we have people from all ages working together, trying to figure out how to get this done. And this is happening all over the country and all over the world. And so I'm really inspired by that. And so I'm hopeful. I am also highly aware of the needle we need to thread when it comes to acting on this in a substantive fashion. The hope that I get, though, is that a lot of the issues that it's going to take to address the climate crisis also address all of these other issues that people need to be addressed, like, right away.
So it's
these
all
issues
connected,
of
equity, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. So we can actually all unite and organize together to actually achieve this if we decide to just get involved.
Noah, I'd like to really thank you for the time today, and thank you for sharing your perspective.
Thank you very much for having me.
That is Noah Weaver-Dick. He is a PhD student at the U of M's Lyon Weber Center for Theatrical Physics and a member of the Climate Action Movement. For more information and links on today's topics, visit the Issues of the Environment Archive. You can visit our website at WEMU.org. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.